Doug Tengnan, some key indicators coming out this week. Worldwide market perspective, one of our own economic experts, economist Doug Tengnan. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Jack. What a gorgeous day.
Yeah, it's nice out there. So what is the Federal Reserve going to do? Because, you know, the almighty, it reminds me of like Wizard of Oz behind the curtain in the Emerald City.
Yeah, no, they're going to do what they said they're going to do. They're going to move 25 basis points. It would be foolish for them to put themselves on hold here. After all, they've got a month and a half before the next meeting. And at the same time, it would also be foolish for them to accelerate their pace. We did have a hotter than expected CPI last week in the midst of all the bank news. Nobody noticed that CPI was a little hotter than expected. But CPI is a lagging indicator. I've said this for months. CPI looks backward as to what happens. It doesn't look forward. Forward-looking indicators are actually moderating. I had a good conversations over the weekend and they're with some entrepreneurs, and they're finding it easier to hire people. So I think things are easing on the inflation front. But you know
what I worry about, Doug. Depending on what happens, I think there's something that we're missing here. I think one of the unfortunate consequences of this banking mess and sort of chipping into consumer confidence is I think the banks are going to be hit with a whole bunch of new compliance and regulatory pressures and sort of oversight. And that might further make them sort of constrict lending, might make them say, you know, give more reasons to say no to a mortgage application or a loan than yes. So I think the interest rates are still high enough for bank lending to kind of slow down. And I remember the days where it was not a slam dunk to get a loan approved, even if you qualified. They kind of came up with some reasons to deny your loan. I worry if we see some loan restriction and other issues, it could further, you know, kind of make things slow in Q3.
Well, there will be things that make banks less profitable. There's no question about that. The Fed expanding their and let me just say a little bit about this. The Fed expanding the deposit limit to above what's in statute to say we're going to guarantee every deposit up to infinity. That's not in the statute. That's not what Congress said. And the Fed expanding that and then saying the other bank's going to pay for it. No taxpayer is going to pay for it. You and I both know that we all pay for it. We pay for it one way or another. If we don't pay for it in taxes, we'll pay for it in fees. If we don't pay for it in fees, we'll pay for it in prices. It's disingenuous to say nobody's going to pay for this. Of course they're going to pay for it.
Wait a minute. I believe Joe Biden when he said taxpayers won't, they're not going to pay for any of this.
Well, okay, yeah, taxpayers won't pay, but bank depositors will pay.
Aren't they taxpayers?
Exactly. We're the same people. We just won't pay for it in one pocket. We'll pay for it in another. If the federal government expands a franchise, somebody's got to pay for that. There's no free lunch. We learned that. Didn't we learn that? Like this year, they said, oh, it's free money, it's free checks, but it turned out it came out in inflation. Oh, yeah, we had to pay for it. So anyway, the Fed, but go back to the Fed, they'll move 25 because that keeps things steady. It's what they said they would do. They shouldn't accelerate. That would be foolish in the face of tightening financial conditions coming from banking. And this expanded bank guarantee program will get paid for one way or another.
All right, Doug Tengnan, Worldwide Market Perspective. Make it a great Monday. Thank you, Doug.
Jack, you have a great week.